Head of the UN Environment Program, Achim Steiner, says the public response to the Billion Tree campaign has been overwhelming. The initiative's call to action prompted the planting of 2 billion trees in just 18 months. Its success has inspired an even more ambitious goal. UNEP says it now wants 7 billion trees planted by the UN Climate Change Conference in 2009.
Essentially, we're saying for every citizen on this planet, let's take this number as a target. It's an ambitious target, but it is also a very practical expression of this idea that people can do something about climate change and they can also send a very powerful message.
Trees play a critical role in regulating the climate since they absorb carbon dioxide from the air. When they are destroyed, carbon is released. Deforestation accounts for more global emissions each year than any other source, cars, trucks, and planes included. Trees also contribute to soil fertility, water, and the overall health of the ecosystem. Steiner says this makes them integral to the productivity of agricultural land, especially important now amid the global food crisis. UNEP and the World Agroforestry Center launched the Billion Tree Campaign at the 2006 Climate Change Conference as a way to empower citizens to fight global warming at the grassroots level. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Wangari Maathai inspired the campaign with a tree planting movement in Kenya. She is now a patron of the UN initiative, along with Prince Albert of Monaco. Since the launch, the Billion Tree Campaign has sparked plantings in more than 150 countries. More than half the total has been planted on the African continent, with 700 million in Ethiopia alone. The initiative's support base includes heads of state, multinational organizations, and individuals who make up half of all participants. People who would like to help can go online and make a pledge. Alex Villarreal, VOA News, the United Nations.